Tape number 2, August the 6th, 94. Thank you, Commander.
Well, we'll try not to fill it up. I don't want to belabor the subjects. You all choose to do whatever it is you choose to do. And you can make it work or you can allow it to fail. Whatever it is you choose. I just ask you to choose carefully. And then when a time of change is required for the wholeness, do it. Don't blame, don't just take responsibility and attend it. You are absolutely badgered and bombarded in this daily living that you are, quote, doing, if you can call it that. You're existing. Most in society are just existing through the days waiting to die. And that's what they're doing in the ghettos. That's what they're doing with the little club members that shoot each other. They're bored out of their minds. They have nothing to make them feel alive except death. And how many of you exist in situations that are furthering nothing but stagnation? If it serves you, I did not say use another, I said if it serves you, then do it. When it no longer serves you, you will not serve the relationship. And I don't want to hear, oh, but God is against divorce and all of this crap. That takes place so much prior to any breakup of a legal relationship that you can't even measure it. And to stay in a situation just for the children. Oh, you're making them pay, aren't you? You're getting even with them for being. Emotions vary. Growth happens. And when you have one who grows and one who refuses, how can you can't pull this one, and so help me, you have no right to backtrack. You have no right as a God-created being to backtrack. And when you take the responsibility, you don't take anybody else's burden. Because while you are wallowing and absorbing everybody's burden, you're not doing your job. And we are not going to get this thing moved along in its proper sequence of necessary events as long as you can do nothing but wallow in your self-pity. There is grieving and there is self-pity, and you better learn the difference. I don't even care if you have self-pity. You do a good wallowing job of it. Get on the floor and really have a bath in it. I don't want any half-baked self-pity sessions. Go ahead and make them as ridiculous as they are, and then get up and get busy. You're going to hurt. And when the eyes want to weep, sit down and cry. That's what tear ducts are for. That's why they flow when you hurt. It's healthy. It cleanses. It releases. to where you can breathe again. And once you can breathe again, remember this tight knot that gets in your throat. You can't speak, you can't breathe, you just begin to shake. And you hurt. And you hiccup, and you stutter, and you stammer, and you have to turn away. Clear it out. Dare to have emotion. Dare to have passion. That does not mean a wolf in hay. That means feeling something. Get away from the walking, breathing dead and join life. And life brings laughter. It brings tears. Death brings grieving. Loss brings to you a need to grieve. You cannot release until you have grieved a little bit. Whether it is a joyous grief of parting or the sadness of knowing you're not going to have someone with you longer. You have to dare to be passionate about something. And it might as well be your relationship with God. I didn't say go out there on a crusade. This came up with Evelyn and Gay yesterday. Sick to death of all these sick people going to the church where God wouldn't set foot. Denouncing you because you spend time with God. God is everywhere. You live with God. You don't have to go to church. And I'm torn whether to continue this sermon, but I think I will. You'll be right. You'd be disappointed if I shut up. God is wherever you are. You don't find God abandoning you. You push him away, and then you go hide from him. Look at what you do in the secret places. Look at what you do at night. And then I want to tell you that if you move yourself into the gutter, you have pulled God into the gutter. This is why you do things in the dark. Some things should be done in the dark simply because it is private. And it's nobody's business but your own. Just be sure it's all right for God to be there, because he will be. He will not be judging. He will be pleading with you to recognize his presence and try to do that which you have to do in the dark, in the hiddenness, to be able to accept its truth. Don't live in the dark corners of this gift. Move right out there into the light. Because you're going to need to move into that light. Aren't any psychics, any astrologers, nobody's going to be able to tell you how to do it. There's some very insightful people who can read you. Listen to them. Be discerning. That's part of the fun of the game. I don't want any morbid crusaders on my team. The very term crusade means almost a fanatic movement toward something. God is not fanatic. And certainly we don't need a bunch of fanatics on our team. You should be able to talk to God like you would be able to talk to anything around you. And you don't have to hide your head, because he already knows. Good grief, I already know. And I don't even butt into your business. You just send it all out there. Well, I don't want you to listen to my thoughts. I can't help it. You send them out. It's fine. We're not interested in your thoughts. We're interested in your intent. And the first place you are going to be bombarded is in your thoughts, in your mind. And you're going to be getting these lessons more and more and more as we turn over more and more of the political issues to the Ron Jacksons of the world to plaster in the paper. Are we going to pull away because people don't like what we print? No, we're not. But there comes a time when you have stated what has gone wrong and who the players are. And now you need to move and move. You cannot stagnate in what's wrong. And unless you can now move into what is the possibility of a creating of a future, what is manifestation, what is thought power, you may as well park right here today and wallow in whatever it is you think you've achieved. Well, I see that nobody in this room wants to wallow yet, because there is a possibility that maybe the money will come. Hang on to the thought. I want you good and ready, because it's going to come. And then we'll see how ready all of you are. Dr. Young, Ed, please. Could we hear a little bit from Soltech? My buddies, my compatriots, are going to be pouring more and more onto you ones, Corton, Soltech. We have the major thrust of this mission. And more they'll be making their own presence known. Ed hears mostly from Soltech. Several of you hear from Corton an awful lot, and Ed Young hears from Corton more clearly, actually, than he hears Soltech. So we're going to be moving along. I have not wanted to dump Germain on him because Germain is such a controversial figure at this particular moment in history. He is a goer. And he will get it done. In spite of all of us, he will get it done. So share, please.
Okay, I would take a brief moment here. There's a Soltech from August 1st that I will not read that is in this last week's contact. If Commander wants me to, I will. But in the August 2nd contact is a writing from Soltech on recent earthquake activity that just arrived Monday night while we were putting the paper together. And it, in essence, talks about, for the people who get the tapes and don't see the paper, it just points out that we're having a big flurry of quakes down in the Los Angeles area, and that flurry of quakes is very similar to, though larger than, the same sequence of events that preceded the Northridge quake in January. In other words, get ready for round two. So I just summarized an 8-page writing there. Now, the reason I bring it up, I'll bring up a related issue here. There is a fire going on right now, and Commander may or may not want to say anything about it, but you'll remember last week he was talking about the area around Secret Mountain, around Sedona, where there is a window and a vortex of activity, interdimensional activity. There happens to be a very massive raging fire going on in that area right now, and you and I can conclude that there's probably more behind the smoke than the fire.
That's pretty well put.
I'm just saying what I'm hearing. It's easy to be the straight man. Then we have a writing that just arrived a few hours ago from Tonio Soltec, and this is different than the usual kind of writing. It is more a continuation of of Commander's brilliant scientific writing from a couple weeks ago that we could all spend a lot of time digesting, and I have spent a lot of time on. I've titled this thing, A Mind is a Terrible Thing to Waste.
Well, I want to, before you go farther, I want to give my apologies and my appreciation and my humble regard to Ed's mother, Martha. It must have been a real journey for her up to now. Go on, sir.
You set me up with that one.
The gamesmanship that's going on without your hearing is remarkable here. Just giving what I'm hearing. My troops are getting completely out of order.
Okay, Tonio says, Tonio Soltec present, I come in the radiant light of Holy God. I am expected to write on the subject of earth changes, and of course that is my main topic. However, there are many other areas, some in the field of what you would refer to as the physical sciences, and some not, yet all have an interconnectedness, a relationship to one another. So there is nothing which can be discounted as not a part of any other thing. If this is confusing, it is only because of limited thinking, and this limited thinking is only because of your earth-based education, which, to say the very least, is extremely limited and limiting. But that has been done purposefully, for by keeping you ignorant, I did not say stupid, for there is a great difference, by keeping you ignorant of who and what you are and what your world is really about, you are much more easily controlled and kept in a state of servitude to those who would set themselves up as the masters of your world. Knowledge is power, and therein lies a very important key. For those who are knowledgeable about their true identity and makeup, there is a power beyond any imaginable. Once a human, that is, higher universal man, comes to a place of true knowing of who and what he is all about, there comes a freedom from bondage, for no one can take this knowledge away from him, and that, my dear ones, is a knowledge that produces the power to set you apart from the masses who are stumbling about in the darkness so prevalent upon your world today. The power which comes from knowledge eliminates the fear, and when there is no fear in one, there is inability to control that one. Your responsibility comes in seeking out the knowledge and the truth, and upon your planet there is a great difficulty in that quest. As I stated, that knowledge and truth has been hoarded and manipulated by those who hold the control over your own world and consequently over its inhabitants. Keep in mind that nothing has any power over you save the power that you give to it. Yes, I am speaking of the power of thought. For thought produces energy, and thought energy contains the necessary properties for creation and manifestation. There is a saying that you will draw upon you that which you fear. Fear is an extremely powerful emotion, which means energy in motion. It is a form of kinetic energy, though most of you ones do not realize that it even exists. But whether you realize a thing or believe a thing to be true or not does not change the fact of what it is. All thoughts, including fear, produces a field of energy which will produce after its own kind, like producing like. For example, if you are afraid of being without money, most likely that fear will be realized and you will have created it for self. If you are in continual fear of illness, illness will most likely manifest in your body. It is not so difficult to understand, for you first come to the understanding and knowing that nothing in the universe is difficult to understand or comprehend. It is your programming which has taught you to believe that universal laws are difficult. That has been done purposefully as well, for it is not in the best interest of your scientists to share what they know. So they speak to you, ones, as though they are far above you in education, and in such a way that you could never understand the laws of science as they teach it. This, they believe, ensures their own position of superiority. What they do not know is that most of you not only know what they know, but most of you have understanding of volumes upon volumes more than they shall ever hope to know. Many of you were or taught the scientific masters of your planet. That is why you do not believe a word your scientists of today say. For instance, there is very little about geology which you do not already know and have understanding of. You simply have yet to remember that you know of these things. My writings and dissertations serve only as a wake-up call to those memories, though many of you do not realize it as yet. Some of you are beginning to have conscious realization, and many more will as time progresses forward, and you come farther and farther toward the time of light. To understand and become a conscious participant in creation, you will first have to come to a very basic understanding and knowing that you are an integral part of creation. And as an integral part of that creation, you possess the ability within self to create exactly what it is you desire or what you fear. That is where consciousness comes in. It is up to each and every one to take back possession of his and her own existence and create your own realities and stop relying upon another to do it for you or to you. That is why it is so important that you have all the information that is possible, for only when you have the information can you make quality choices and decisions. You must have the truth, which equates to knowledge, in order that you may create and bring into manifestation. Why is Soltec addressing this subject? There is no mystery here. Knowledge comes in many different packages, but the sender will always be the same. Truth and knowledge come from God. There are even times when the adversary will send out truth, for it is not hidden from anyone, even the enemy. There are no secrets with God, and truth is available always to everyone who wishes it. The problem is that mostly the adversary will twist it and color it to his own liking, and pass on only that which he feels cannot be used against him. Or he will pass it on in a twisted state in order to create confusion. Anything which causes confusion is not of God. It is that simple. And that is one of the first laws. Truth is truth is truth, no matter the source. Your job, therefore, is to seek out that truth. You are moving into the time of light when there shall be nothing which shall not be revealed unto you. It will be a time in which there shall be nothing done in secret, and everything will be exposed by the light. It is that light which shall be the undoing of the dark forces that are about you ones in this day and time. This is therefore the reason that the adversary is working so hard to maintain his footing, for the time of darkness is beginning to draw to a close, and his goal is to pull as many away from the light as is possible. Why do you think that so much emphasis is being placed on such things as our newspaper, The Contact? It is a source of the truth and knowledge, and is bringing the truth and knowledge to the entire world. There are many detractors because of its contents, and those who participate have been classified as very dangerous people. Well, of course you're dangerous to the adversary, for he is in direct opposition to God and will stop at nothing to attempt to silence the source of truth. Notice I said attempt to silence. I did not say he would silence it, for God's truth cannot be silenced. The energy of thought has been working all along for everyone, yet very few upon your world understand it, and even less have learned how to utilize it for their betterment. The adversary has long understood the science of thought energies and has been using it against you, mostly without your realization. Should God's people sit back and take all the licks? Is that what you want? The choice is up to you. No one can make the decision for you, and above all, no one can do it for you. It is all a part of taking responsibility for your own lives and your own destinies, and, after all, taking responsibility of one of your greatest lessons this time around. You are standing on the threshold of a great time of awakening. It is one of the most exciting periods of time you shall ever know. There are great possibilities which lie just before you, and it is up to you what you shall do with it. Everyone is a participant. There is no sitting on the sidelines and watching. You can either be a participant in awareness and knowing, or you will continue to be controlled and manipulated. The choice is yours, Chelas. The choice is yours. I think I have said enough on that subject for one day. So how does this tie in with earth changes? Well, the adversary has been utilizing many methods in order to keep you ones under control for literally thousands of years, and part of that control has come in the form of fear of natural disasters. There are no natural disasters, for all that is natural is in a constant state of creation. That is all that creation does. It creates. It does not destroy. The destruction is only in your perception and the perceptions which you have learned. Nothing is ever destroyed. It only changes form. When you boil water long enough, the water goes away. Where does it go? Well, it never went away. It merely changed its form from a liquid to a gas. But the basic elements still remain. It is the same with all things. When a plant drops a seed to the ground, the seed changes form and becomes a plant. The basic elements are the same, only the form has been altered. When a forest burns to the ground, the trees and grasses may disappear to you, but the elements are still present, and life is still present, and a new, more lush, and full forest will grow in its place. When a river floods its banks, the fields may be washed away, but what is left is rich, fertile, sandy soil from the river, which will produce bumper crops in a few years. The entire universe is in a constant state of creation, and in creation there is change. Without change, there is only stagnation, and in stagnation, there is cessation of life. So, you see, the earth changes are not something to be feared, but something which is but another part of creation. And nothing is lost. Nothing is destroyed. It only will change form, but it will go on existing. You are changing your form, whether you are aware of it or not. On a purely physical basis, you are continually recreating your physical body, and every 7 of your years, every cell in your body is renewed. That means that the old cells died off and new ones were formed. You see, in order to make room for the new, the old must pass away or change form. In order that you might make your transition, you will by necessity change form. By no means does it mean you will cease to exist. Your planet must renew itself as well. It is a living, breathing organism, just as you are. It consists of cells, just as does your body. And in order that it renew those cells, the old ones must change their form. And that is what the Earth is experiencing. There is not destruction in the natural earthquakes, volcanoes, floods, etc. There is only recreation so that life continues, perhaps in a different form. The face of the planet may change as the plates move around, or as the poles shift and the arid deserts become tropical forests, or as the existing ice caps melt and new ones are formed at different locations. Your planet is in the process of rebirthing itself. Not just for the sake of rebirthing, but so that it can sustain life forms. For it was for that purpose that it was created in the first place. And Homo sapien is not the only life form, though he most often acts as though he is. There are life forms of every shape and size, and each is necessary in order that balance is maintained. It all has to do with the interconnectedness and relationships of all life in the universe. You and your planet are a part of that universe, and you and your planet are interconnected and related to one another and to the universe. In turn, the universe is in a constant state of creation, and all things are seeking out their balance, whether they are doing so in conscious awareness or not. So you see, it does all hang together, does it not? And as I began by saying, the true laws of science are not so difficult to grasp. All you must do is change your perception of it. It is that perception which will either move you forward or keep you in a state of stagnation. It is that perception which can move you into knowledge and freedom or keep you uninformed and enslaved to fear. The choice is yours. How shall you choose? I realize that the lesson today may seem to be different, but I assure you that it is not. You only have to alter those perceptions, and you will see that it is all very logical, and the laws of God are, above all, logical. There is no mysticism, only misperceptions. There are no limitations, only limited perceptions. I thank each and every one of you for your attentiveness, your diligence, and your interest. You are doing good work, and your labors do